Television reporter John Stossel's experience was typical. In 1980, I built a beach house, a wonderful one, four bedrooms, every room with a view of the Atlantic Ocean. It was an absurd place to build. It was on the edge of the ocean. All that stood between my house and ruin was 100 feet of sand. My father told me, "Don't do it, it's too risky. No one should build so close to an ocean." But I built anyway. Why? As my eager for the business architect said, "Why not? If the ocean destroys your house, the government will pay for a new one." 4 years later, the ocean surged in and ruined the first floor of Mr. Stossel's house, and the government replaced it. Then, a decade after that, the ocean came in again, and this time it wiped out the whole house. The government then paid for the entire house and its contents. John Stossel described the premiums he paid for coverage under the National Flood Insurance Program as dirt cheap, while the same coverage from a private insurance company would undoubtedly have been prohibitively expensive. But this is not a program for low-income people. It covers mansions in Malibu and vacation homes owned by wealthy families in Hyannis and Kennebunkport. The National Flood Insurance Program is, in fact, the largest property insurer in the country. More than 25,000 properties have received flood insurance payments from the federal government on more than four different occasions each. One property in Houston was flooded 16 times, requiring more than $800,000 worth of repairs, several times the value of the property itself. It was one of more than 4,500 properties whose insurance payments exceeded the value of the property during the period from 1978 to 2006. There is an almost irresistible political inclination to provide disaster relief to people struck by earthquakes, wildfires, tornadoes, and other natural disasters, as well as providing money to rebuild. The tragic pictures on television override any consideration of what the situation was when they decided to live where disaster victims did. The cost of rebuilding New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina struck has been estimated to be enough to pay every New Orleans family of four $800,000, which they could use to relocate to some safer place if they wished. But no such offer is likely to be made, either in New Orleans or in other places subject to predictable and recurrent natural disasters ranging from wildfires to hurricanes. Even when there is no current natural disaster, just the prospect of such a disaster often evokes calls for government subsidies, as in a New York Times editorial. With premiums rising relentlessly and insurers cutting hundreds of thousands of homeowner policies from the Gulf of Mexico up the East Coast to Florida and Long Island, there is a real danger that millions might soon be unable to purchase insurance. That's a compelling argument for government help.